Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The very disturbing report that just came out of Dane County about Dane County election security. And this is a report, it's a task force report for Dane County elections, and you should get a hold of it. You should go online and read it. I'm going to give you some data, and it bothers me. And if this is happening in Dane County, what's happening in Green Lake County and Milwaukee County and Brown County and Douglas County and a lot of other counties? They did a survey, mini poll of 50 clerks in Dane County, 50 election clerks, people who had responsibility for elections in some fashion. 70% of them feared for their own safety. This is Dane County. 84% of them said that the threats against them were increasing. The Madison City clerk, Mary Beth Witzel Beale, got multiple death threats after the last election. The task force further showed, and this was the consensus of clerks and physical inspection, a couple of things. One, the physical infrastructure of voting in Dane County, and you'd think that would be the gold standard for the state, that's where government is located, the physical infrastructure over there is improperly fortified. And I'm talking about locks. I'm talking about doors. I'm talking about stopping people barging in. You don't want to be a police state, but on the other hand, where ballots are counted, where ballots are kept, has to be properly fortified, and it can be done without looking like a police state. Say, another finding was offices lack appropriate locks. They lack appropriate locks. They lack access controls. They lack certain security conditions. This has got to be taken seriously. You know, in Uvalde, there was an unlocked door that had been going on for months. Of course, there were 380 officers in the hallway, and none of them tried the door. One of them said, well, he had a janitor get keys, and they tried all the keys. That was not true. The door was unlocked. There were chicken hawks, Texas chicken hawks. They stood out in the hallway where 19 little ones and two teachers were murdered because they didn't kick open the door, hit the floor, and as the guy shot going down, they didn't do that. I'm getting off on that because that really bothers me. I don't think they've even fired the police chief yet. Something wrong down there. But in any event, that door was unlocked, and 19 little ones and two teachers paid with their lives for it. But this task force report, this is not coming from me. This is coming from the Dane County Task Force on Election Security. Look it up. Offices lack appropriate locks. I'm just telling you that. They lack access controls. Some guy comes walking in, and can he just walk past the counter and go back and do something? You know, I don't want a police state, but I also do not want any violation of the integrity and security of our voting. This is all caused by Republican lies about election integrity in the last election. Now, you may say, okay, yeah, there's a bunch of weirdos. You know, there was the QAnon shaman. Remember the guy with the horns and the war paint and the bear chest and the furry hat or whatever it was? All right, the QAnon shaman, yeah. People look at it and they go, well, this guy is an amateur. You know, he's ridiculous. Yeah, he should be thrown in prison and that'll take care of it. That won't take care of it. It was not the physical attack that has spread this. The physical attack was the result of the spreading of it. The spreading of it is coming from congressmen, governors, senators, media people, secretaries of state, who are all Republicans. Are there some Republicans who have integrity and will stand up and say, the last election was a fair, honest election, and Joe Biden won, yes. I'll name three of them. Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, and Paul Ryan here in Wisconsin. And that's it. Three Republicans on the Wisconsin Supreme Court out of seven voted not to certify Joe Biden. These are Supreme Court justices in Wisconsin. So when the QAnon shaman and people of that ilk see that, they think, well, that's a very well-educated, prestigious, important person, and they're saying it. You have people like some Republican members of Congress, not all of them, but some of them in this state, voted not to certify Joe Biden. Voted not to certify Joe Biden. You have more than 140 members of Congress, all Republicans, including Kevin McCarthy. 140. Actually, I think it's more like 147, but it's over 140. Voted not to certify Joe Biden. When the QAnon shaman sees that, or people of that ilk, they go, well, you know, who am I? These are well-educated people. They have money. They're important people. Lots of people elected them. So if they say something, I have to take it seriously. And they go, what? There's 140 of them in the Congress? 140 of them is, 40% of the Congress? Then you have Tucker Carlson and Fox and the rest of them saying it. And Rudy Giuliani saying it. And Donald Trump was president of the United States. He was elected president of the United States. And he's saying it. And the guy with the fur and the war paint goes, well, who am I? I'm not educated the way they are. I do not have their money. That's what's causing these threats. If there were unanimity in our country, which there should be, over something as basic as the conduct of an election, and everybody in Congress, all governors, secretaries of state, said, look, some of us wish it had been a different result, but it was a fair election, you wouldn't have these guys doing this stuff. But remember this, you had the Attorney General of Texas, Paxton, bring a lawsuit to overturn the results of the election in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Who is he? He's from Texas. QAnon shaman looks at that and says, well, that means the big boys are fighting each other, so I better pay attention. Well, Texas disagreed with another presidential election in 1860. And that disagreement turned out very badly for them. And who are they to file a lawsuit? What standing do they have to say that Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan shouldn't determine the conduct of their own elections? It's not right. But the average person on the ground, and this is coming down even to Dane County. Dane County is one of the most liberal counties in the country. It's a great university, one of the greatest in the world. University of Wisconsin-Madison, I'm very proud to say I'm an alum, ranked 34th in the world at one time. In the world! In the United States, Europe, China, Japan, Russia, everywhere. And they have state government. And what? 70% of the clerks in that county fear for their safety? Are you kidding? 84% of them said threats have increased. They're sort of taking it, what, for granted that they're going to get a threat or their kids are going to get a threat? The Madison City clerk, Mary Beth Witzel Bell, got multiple death threats. Gableman went in, and he still has a motion pending to throw in jail the mayor of Madison and the mayor of Green Bay. The guys on the ground, they don't know. They don't know politics. They don't follow it the way you do or I do. They go, well, I mean, wait a minute. Three Supreme Court justices, some of the congressmen in our own state, more than 140 members of Congress, Fox News, Donald Trump, you have the Attorney General of Texas. They don't know he's a crook, Paxton. They don't know he's under indictment, and he is, for fraud. And it's been going on for 7 years, and this is Texas, so I doubt anything will ever happen to him. They don't know that. And he brought suit against us, Michigan and Pennsylvania, to say our elections were no good. They go, hey, wait a minute, what's going on here? I'm not an educated person the way these people are, and I don't have money like these people. I better pay attention. Better pay attention. That's what's going on. It's going on because the leadership in the Republican Party is corrupt. That's why it's going on. And before I say that, people go, well, Matt, not all of them. That's true, not all of them. Not Liz Cheney. I have a great admiration for her. Not Adam Kinzinger. You know, not Paul Ryan. I wish Paul Ryan were going to be the Republican nominee for governor in this state. I'm a Democrat. I'll vote for the Democrat, but at least I'd know the state was in good hands. So, what can we do now? Well, you can't change Kevin McCarthy, and you can't change what's happening in the Republican Party on your own. But I'll tell you what we can change. How about checking the locks? Hey, in Dane County. Hey, in all 72 counties. Check the locks. Do they work? Or is this a Uvalde situation? I'm not suggesting there'd be that kind of violence, but are there access controls? Can anybody walk back there? You know, does the counter just have one of these weird boards? You pull it up and walk through it? What's going on here? What kind of security do you recommend? And then put it into effect. And I will say this. Anybody in this state who says that our election's corrupt is lying. We've all voted. I voted for a long time. Those ladies and gentlemen, older people, they love being election workers. The people downtown love it. They are all honest as the day is long. And anybody who says that Wisconsin elections are rigged is lying. Make that clear. And every clown in the Republican gerrymandered legitimate legislature says differently, betraying the state and our country. Going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.